Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we get ready and stay ready.
Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. If God should let me there review the winding paths of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus led me all the way. Step each day, I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. Jesus led me all the way. And hitherto my Lord hath led. Today He guides each step I tread. And soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus led me all the as I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me
all.
Heavenly Father, help those listening today to be ready. Ready to meet you. To meet you as their Lord and Savior. Make yourself very real to them. And for those of us that know you, help us to be ready. Ready for each day's opportunities for growth. Help us to put on the whole armor and be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. May we be filled with your word so that we're ready to overcome temptation because we have hidden your word in our hearts. Now, Lord, help us to ready our hearts to receive your words, both spoken and in song. In Jesus' name, we agree together and we pray. Amen.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you.
He who began a good work. Much time spend in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy, let him be thy guide, and run not be.
This is your call to worship.
Life was filled with guns and wars, and everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread would buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun is coming, you've been left behind. Two men walking up a hill, one disappears and one left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. Man and wife asleep in bed, she hears a noise and turns her head, he's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun is coming, you've been left behind. Life was filled with guns and wars. Everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread would buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. How could you have been so blind? The Father spoke, the demons died. The Son is coming, you've been left behind. You've been left behind. You've been left behind.
A Call to Worship listener from Tennessee writes, I've listened to Call to Worship for years. I hear you on AFR. I cannot attend church. I have cancer and live alone. The songs really touch my heart. From Ohio, enclosed is my check to keep Call to Worship on the air. I hear your broadcast on WEEC. Your broadcast is such a blessing and so inspiring. It's a perfect way to start my Sunday mornings. And another listener, thank you for the precious songs. They have so much meaning to me, and they all have such deep messages. Blessings on your fine program. To God be the glory for using His Word and worshipful music to bless us. Thank you for listening today. A special thank you to those who have faithfully prayed for this ministry. Many have written to us. Some have sent a message to us directly from our website. And still others have stopped by and liked our Facebook page and even left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please consider a gift to this ministry today. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milliken Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Call to Worship 2070 Milliken Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
Mother, there.
This is your call to worship.
Heard a song many years ago. Time has passed, but the lyrics never will grow.
It's always important to be ready. Be ready and on time for school, work, or an appointment. It's important to be ready for taking a trip or starting on a project. It's important to be ready for life as it comes speeding your way. And it's vital that you be ready to die and face your Maker. We should always be ready to help others, to take care of the ones we love. For the Christian, we should be ready always to give a reason for the hope that we have in Christ, to share the good news of the gospel. And we need to be ready for the soon return of our Savior. Let's be ready now to listen to God's Word, describe how and why to be ready. The Israelites were told to get ready within the instructions that the Lord gave Moses and Aaron for them as they remembered what the Lord did for them. Exodus 12, "Thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, so you shall eat it in haste." It's the Lord's Passover. It's not time to rest in this world as our home. It's time to be ready for the next life. It's found in Micah 2, "Arise and depart, for this is not your rest." And the same concept mentioned in Hebrews 13. "Here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come." This world is not our home. Hebrews 4, "There remains therefore a rest for the people of God." Well, then, we can rest in His presence, but now we must be vigilant. Be ready. Luke 12, "Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching." John the Baptist's mission was to make people ready, found in Luke 1, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Romans 12, "Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. As Paul told Timothy, be ready to suffer for Christ." 2 Timothy chapter 1, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me either, even though I am in prison for him. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news." 1 Peter 3, "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Now, who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live, because you belong to Christ." Philippians 3, "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind." 1 Peter 5, "Be ready. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." By faith, Noah made ready a place of safety for his family. Story, the account found in Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. "It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith." Matthew chapter 25, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The 5 who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, they were roused by the shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming! Come out and meet him!" All the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the 5 foolish ones asked the others, "Please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But the others replied, "We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves." But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other 5 bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he called back, "Believe me, I don't know you." So you too must keep watch. Be ready, for you do not know the hour or the day of my return. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night, when people are saying, 'Everything is peaceful and secure.' Then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief, for you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us, so that whether we are dead or alive when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you already are doing. Friend, are you ready? Are you ready to meet your Maker, the God of the universe, Creator, the one who provided salvation for you by sending his only Son to take the punishment for your sins so that you could have a relationship with him now, here on earth, and when the time comes, you will live in heaven with him? Be ready. Today is the day that you need to trust in him. You are not guaranteed the next heartbeat. Call on the Lord while you can.
I have already yes, I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged
call to worship topic this hour has been staying ready. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address once again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for Your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. I find my peace and joy.